I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
The Louisiana State Police on Monday, John, revealed an extraordinary security breach at the governor's mansion. As they say, a man was arrested late last week after he trespassed into the governor's mansion, damaged some property, and fell asleep on a couch at 6 in the morning. They're wondering.
Did you just walk into the governor's mansion,
yeah,
huh?
They say the governor's mansion is enclosed by a tall iron fence with only one entrance gate and is supposedly guarded by state troopers whenever the governor is there. They would not immediately comment whether the governor, John Bel Edwards, and his family were in the mansion at the time. But they found Reynard Green, 34 years old, of Baton Rouge, Wednesday. Well, he was booked on Wednesday. They found him last week. They booked him on a simple burglary, criminal trespass, and criminal damage to property after he was found asleep on a couch and some broken furniture around at 6 in the morning. And then he started wrestling and fighting with the officers. They had to restrain him and the whole deal. But sleeping on the governor's couch.
Well, if you're going to break into somebody's place and sleep one off and going to get busted, you might as well go high rent, right?
Why not?
All right. Now, this dude in Australia, he knew what he was going to do. He was going to rob a gas station. But he didn't want anybody to know who he was, of course. So you got to come up with some kind of mask, some kind of disguise. And so he had a plan. He said, well, you know, right here in my car, I don't have a ski mask, but I got something that'll work. He reaches into the back seat, and he's got one of those recycling shopping bags that we have to have here. Like in our town here,
you know,
they don't want you using the plastic bags, so you bring your own bags. Well, he finds one of those that he had in his back seat. That'll do. That will do, he said. So he walks into the gas station at 8:30 the other night, and he's ready to go. And he threatens the attendant with a knife. Okay? Give me some money. Oh, and give me some cigarettes. I want some money and I want some cigarettes. And like, I want a lot of money and I want a lot of cigarettes. And so the girl behind the counter is just handing him all this stuff. And then he realizes, well, that's
too much to carry.
That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot. That's going to be a lot for me to carry.
I can see where this is going.
I can't really ask her to help me take this stuff out to my car because I'm robbing her. So really, I'm going to have to do this all by myself. Oh, that's right. I got a bag on my person. I'll take the bag off my head.
Why didn't he just ask her for a bag?
Put everything in there. Well, you know, they don't do that. You got to bring your own bags. So he took the bag off his head, loaded everything in there. Video surveillance got a nice picture of his face, and he is soon to be arrested. But he's environmentally responsible.
I can't believe it's nice.
So they should, take some time off of his sentence for being green.